is HMM's Alexis Goldsmith, and I'm joined on the show again by Dr. David Bond of Bennington College. Welcome back, Dr. Bond.
Great to be back. Thanks for inviting me to this timely conversation.
You recently helped write a letter to DEC Commissioner Basil Sagos analyzing the DEC's recently released study of soil and water samples surrounding the Norlite facility. Can you give us some background on that DEC study?
As you know, about a year ago, right now actually, Bennington College took seven samples from the community around Norlite, seven samples of soil and water, and we looked for PFAS compounds that are commonly associated with AFFF, a toxic firefighting foam. We were doing this because Norlite had burned millions of pounds of this toxic firefighting foam, despite there being no scientific evidence that incineration destroys these toxic compounds, and good reason to think it might be emitting them into the surrounding communities. So we took seven soil samples a year ago and analyzed them for PFAS compounds. And when we got those results back, we found elevated levels of PFAS compounds that we associate with AFFF. But we only had seven samples, and so we really wanted to sort of ask for further research. DEC came in and agreed to do a more extensive look at PFAS levels in soil around Norlite and conducted that research. It took them about a year to get the results back out, and they just released them last week. And their summary of them was a bit breathless. They said that the results offered no link between PFAS levels in the soil around Norlite and emissions from Norlite.
The report on the study that they conducted is 449 pages long. You analyzed that report for this letter to Commissioner Sagos. Now, what were some of the key concerns that you took issue with the DEC's analysis?
Great. Look, I and others really appreciate the data. This report adds new data to the really urgent question, is incineration fully destroying AFFF? And this seems to be a study that has good data. The problem with the study, though, is not the data, it's the conclusions that DEC draws. DEC comes away almost having full confidence in incineration, and yet the data does not yet answer that question. The data is actually quite varied. So DEC at one point says it had found no clearly discernible pattern of aerial deposition that could be traced back to Norlite's operations. It's a direct quote from their study. Yet in their study, they identify several spatial patterns of contamination that could be attributed to Norlite, including higher levels downwind of Norlite, of mercury, lead, and arsenic, heavy metals that we know are often associated with emissions from hazardous waste incinerators. And the DEC study also identified higher levels of PFOS in the immediate vicinity around Norlite, which again suggests that Norlite may be emitting these toxic chemicals.
So in the study, DEC once again compared the levels that they found to a study done in Vermont about background contamination of PFOS, but you had some concerns with that.
The crucial thing, if you want to understand local emissions with chemicals like PFAS compounds, is these chemicals are ubiquitous. At this point, they're everywhere. Anywhere you look for them, you find them. And so if you want to understand local emissions, you have to kind of know what's the expected background levels of these things that you can then sort of measure the local emissions or deposition on top of. And so DEC, rightfully sort of tried to sort of sort out what background levels might be. But when they did that, they turned and interpreted a number of studies that have taken up that question in a really curious way. Instead of providing a kind of background level of what the expected levels in soils was, DEC provided this really wide range. And so they said when Vermont tried to come up with its understanding of what background levels were, here's the range of results that Vermont found of this chemical in the soil. well, that range is so wide that it kind of covers over what is the actual background level. And so there's some pretty standard kinds of scientific procedures that one would do to run a more sophisticated and robust analysis of this question. And DEC did not do that. You can take off the outliers of those ranges and try to find a more clustered where most of those levels actually cluster in the soil and take that as a background. And DEC did not do that. They included the full range of results. And when you start to do some of the common scientific practices when addressing a question like this, very quickly the levels around norlite go from sort of being similar to others to really being anomalous from those others, and they come to sort of be much more significant around the compounds like PFOS, which is a sort of known ingredient of AFFF. When we tried running that analysis on the numbers DEC themselves provided, that PFOA did seem to remain within levels that we found elsewhere in the region. PFOA is not associated with AFFF. PFOS, when we ran those numbers, really came up quite a bit higher around norlite than anywhere else in the region. And PFOS is a major ingredient in AFFF.
So what would some concerns be? As the letter says, DEC's own data identifies elevated levels of contamination downwind of norlite and norlite's the immediate vicinity of norlite, and they measured higher levels of arsenic, mercury, and lead downwind.
Those heavy metals are known toxins. They cause real harm to folks. And PFAS compounds, I mean, we know that these chemicals from Hoosick Falls and Newburgh and elsewhere in the state, exposure to trace amounts of these perfluorinated compounds is strongly linked to a host of cancers, developmental disorders, immune dysfunction, and infertility, among others. These are public health risks. If this incinerator is emitting these heavy metals and these perfluorinated compounds, that poses an urgent health risk to folks not only at Saratoga Sites, the public housing complex that literally is in the shadow of norlite, but the folks of the Capital District at large.
The letter also points out that the area of testing was too narrow, calling it examining the problem with a microscope.
DEC focused its investigation on potential emissions from norlite by looking at soil samples all within about a half mile of norlite. That adds crucial data to the question, but we know these emissions can travel for miles and miles. If you're only focused on the half mile around norlite, you're not able to see the scale of these emissions and where they might be going. You really have to kind of zoom out to begin to understand the scale of where these emissions might be going. So DEC adds crucial data to the question. But if you're only asking about emissions within a half mile from the plant, you're missing potentially 90% of the problem.
And is there anything else about the DEC study or this letter to Commissioner Basil Sagos that you'd like to talk about?
Let's do a few things. I don't ever want to forget the timeline here. DEC's study they add new data to the question, and I appreciate that data they add. We should not be doing this study 4 years after norlite started burning AFFF. These studies should have been done before any AFFF was burned at norlite. And it's unconscionable that we're only asking the question after the fact of millions of pounds of this toxic firefighting foam being processed at norlite, despite there being no evidence that incineration destroys these toxic compounds. So I don't ever want to lose sight of that. The second thing that I want to sort of just go to is DEC continues to place a tremendous amount of faith in an incinerator that is habitually out of compliance with environmental law. Norlite is not a good neighbor. They have been out of compliance with the Clean Water Act for 36 months out of the last 36 months. They've been out of compliance with RCRA. The statutes that govern toxic waste about half of the time in the last 3 years. There are, I believe, 15 enforcement actions from EPA against them in the last 5 years. There is a litany of infractions that New York State DEC has levied against them. Basil Sagos himself called them recently, I think it was a serial violator, Norlite. This is not a good hazardous waste incinerator. And I don't understand why DEC is going to such extreme lengths to try to protect it and to try to sort of ensure it's operating correctly. It's not clear to me why DEC is placing its own reputation on the line to exonerate the reckless burning of AFFF at Norlite.